So the writer of Absolute Batman, Scott Snyder, is blaming low comic book sales on Netflix or something. We will talk about his Substack and how it seems to be pointing toward the North American comic book industry not doing so hot, which a lot of us knew. Anyone who's been paying attention can point out that the comic book industry is not in a very good place right now. And I don't care what these armchair pundits are saying. I don't care that the quality of the comic books has gone up. That's not what we're talking about. You know, that's not what we're actually talking about when we're talking about the financial health of the comic book industry. And I did a longer video on this yesterday. If you go out to More Clownfish TV, that's more.clownfishtv.com. I did do like a half an hour video yesterday talking about the state of the comic book industry in relation to the Russian pirate site shutting down and everybody kind of losing their crap over it. And I'm like, no, this is probably part of the reason why comic book sales aren't better. I'm not saying piracy is to blame for everything, but when the majority of books are, you know, dropped online for free, what incentive do you have to pay $5 an issue? Nobody's going to pay $5 an issue. What they're going to do is they're going to buy something like Absolute Batman, and then the rest of it they're going to read for free, or they're just not going to bother with it at all. So we're going to talk about kind of where things are at right now and Scott Snyder's interesting observation. It's also very scary because he's basically saying that most series do not get more than six issues right now. They're given like six issues to prove themselves. I thought it was kind of weird. We were ending series after 10, 12, even 24 issues, because back in my day, a run of a comic book run was like multiple years. And now it's like 6 months. And that's part of the reason I think you can't retain readers, because you're not retaining talent and everything's all over the place. And then you're just rebooting to try to, you know, pump up those numbers again. But I think this is a pretty good indication that things are not great. Let's talk about this before we get into it any further. Please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants, guys. I am a former Disney comic book artist myself. I worked in comics for probably about 15-ish years, 18 years, and I walked away. I walked away because the pay wasn't there. I enjoyed working on the comics I worked on, but the pay was abysmal. You literally can do just about anything else and make more money than you're going to make in comics. Unless, I got to put a little asterisk there, unless you're like one of the top Marvel or DC creators, which Scott Snyder is. So Scott Snyder is making, I'm sure, considerably more money than most people working in the comic book industry are right now. But he's even like, yeah, we got some problems. So this comes from Popverse, and they got it from his Substack. Popverse's headline is DC and Marvel aren't doing long creator runs as much anymore because comic readers aren't supporting them as much anymore, says 15 plus year comics veteran Scott Snyder. So Absolute Batman writer Snyder isn't dissing the comic book industry, where he says a lot of things are overperforming and there's a lot of new readership and a lot of excitement, but he is pointing out what's different from the past decade. You're not allowed to criticize the comic book industry. And this is one of the kind of unspoken rules of working in the comic book industry, is the comic book industry protects itself, protects its own. You're not allowed to speak ill of the ever-loving comic book industry if you want to work in the comic book industry. And I think everybody covers for the comic book industry, and they cover for a lot of the behavioral issues in the comic book industry, because everybody's basically living a lie. Right. It is. And I did the video yesterday, and I literally called it "the comic book industry is a lie," because they kind of lie to themselves. I think they're lying to their corporate owners. And I think with a change at the top at both Disney and Warner Brothers, they might get busted here pretty soon, because I'm sorry, it doesn't. The comic book industry does not make sense. The direct market does not make sense. Diamond's gone. Things are going to change now. I won't be very clear. I'm not saying there will not be any more comic books. I'm not saying there will not be monthly comic books. What I'm saying is that we are absolutely positively on the other side of peak financial comic book industry health. because right now to get those numbers that they're bragging about, they got to roll in manga and they got to roll in, trade sales. And they got to roll in. I'm talking monthly comic books. When I'm talking comic books again, everybody knows what I'm talking about. They just want to pretend like they're not. They want to play what do they call it? The Goo Goo Gaga games. Yeah. The Goo Goo Gaga games. That's what they call it. So this is interesting. It was on his Best Jacket Press Substack, where he was explaining what his day-to-day look like as one of the advisors for DC's Next Level line. One of the things he keeps having to tell authors, Snyder says, is the ending needs to be stronger, a necessity brought about by readers investing less in long stories. He said, I don't know if it's a byproduct of streaming or if it's an era of comics that's gone. Like 8 or 9 years ago, when there was really more of a predilection for these long, long runs where a story and a plot would go for a very, very long time sale. So Ultimate Spider-Man, 100 plus issues with the same creative team. I mean, it was kind of crazy. But the economics of comics right now, although a lot of things are overperforming and there's a lot of new readership and a lot of excitement, really aren't supporting very long, slow burn runs in any kind of profitable way. So I'm gonna parse this, because the comic book industry pulls a lot of tricks to make it look like they're doing better than they actually are. And that would be, again, constantly rebooting variant covers, events, that sort of thing. Those things are overperforming. Certain titles that people are buying thinking they're going to flip them on eBay and make money. This is why I think, again, this is what was going on with the pirate site. And again, you can watch that video on more.clownfishtv.com. It's called "The Comic Book Industry is a Lie: Piracy, Low Monthly Sales, Flat Page Rates, and a Unified Theory of Everything." Basically, the money keeps running out. And as the money runs out, in my opinion, they hire cheaper talent, and then the cheaper talent tend to chase off the people that have the money, and they're basically left with a bunch of people reading comics, for free online, if they're reading them at all. But I digress. That's just my personal opinion, of course. So there are a lot of tricks involved, in maintaining the illusion of the comic book industry doing very well. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not saying individual shops aren't doing well. We've had a lot of shops go out of business in the last couple of years. Some shops are doing very well. Most of those shops, I would say, are probably selling back issues. They're probably selling tabletop games. They're probably selling Pokemon cards. They're probably selling a variety of different things. If you had to look at their revenue and say, hey, how much of your actual revenue per month comes from pull lists or comes from brand new comic book sales, I'm going to say it's not very much, right? I'm going to say it's not very much. And, it is what it is. I mean, I think it's kind of funny. All these people are like, well, comic shops are doing great. Comics are doing great right now. Look how much manga is selling. I'm like, again, stop with the goo goo gaga talk. You know exactly what we're talking about. We're talking about the monthly comic book industry. We're talking about the Marvels and the DCs. And it's not good. It's not good. It's not good right now. I watched Rob Liefeld's podcast, which I love his podcast, actually, Rob Servations. I'm going to say again, it is probably the best industry inside baseball comic book podcast out there. And he had Robert Kirkman on like a couple of weeks ago, a month ago. And he's had some different guests on. And he had one called The Crash. And The Crash was about, Marvel and DC, are they in the middle of another comic book industry crash like the early 90s? And he had a retailer on, and this retailer basically said that shops right now are only ordering what they know is going to sell. So that's going to be the Absolute stuff. That's going to be the Skybound stuff. They're not going to order a bunch of comics that aren't going to sell. They're not going to order a whole bunch of Blue Beetle or Aquaman or, what I'm saying? So it is definitely weighted very heavily toward Absolute. But to have the guy working on one of the top titles, I would say it's the top title, but apparently Ben 10, number one, is from Dynamite, is actually going to outsell Absolute Batman, which is insane. that's just absolutely insane for a licensed comic. But, you know, we're living in a time when Transformers and G.I. Joe are always bestsellers, too. I never thought I'd see that happen. But, yeah, I mean, it's not a good sign to have him saying this. And he can't come out. He can't come out and say, yeah, things are in the shit right now. Like, we're not doing good right now. We're all scared to death that, you know, Warner Brothers is going to start chopping. And, I mean, I'm sure he's going to be fine. Like, he'll be writing Batman as long as he wants to write Batman. I don't think he's in any danger, but he might not be writing Batman for as big of a check as he's getting now. You know, things are going to change. So Snyder's Best Jacket Substack is oftentimes addressed directly to aspiring comic creators. Again, this comes from the Popverse. And he's quick to clarify, the current market shouldn't entirely dictate how they want to write comics. It doesn't mean that you can't do a series that's like 20 or 30 issues. That's a slow burn. He said, you absolutely should if that's what you want to do. And I love stories like that. I'm just saying it's a harder marketplace for series like that right now than it was 8 or 9 years ago. And that's not that long ago. 8 or 9 years ago is not that long ago. 8 years ago was 2018. And 2018 is when we started to see, you know, Marvel canceling books after 6 issues. And, you know, we saw the one G.I. Joe comic got canceled after like 3 issues. It's crazy. To Snyder's point, they said the fact that slower storylines are harder to market does not equate to them being impossible to market. Jeez. 20 or 30 issues, that's like nothing. Like, people used to read the X-Men for years. I read the X-Men for years. Spider-Man for years. Like, seriously, the 20 or 30 issues, that's like 2 years. That's insane. And now they're like, well, if you want to go a real long time in comics, like 2 years, I'm like, bitch, try Dragon Ball. Try One Piece, right? One Piece, which is going on, what, 30-some years now? Yeah. Like, then you complain about longer storylines. It's just, it's crazy. But that's where the comic book industry is right now. They need those constant number ones. They need constant stunts, constant reboots. They need to basically produce collectibles. And the comic book industry right now, I mean, we talk about speculators and collectors and stuff like that. And I think that is a lot of what's probably propping up Absolute, to be real here. And kind of that, you know, they don't want to miss out on the new, you know, Absolute iteration of whatever DC comic villain or hero or whatever comes out. But it kind of reminds me of the Pokemon craze in some ways. Like, I'm going to collect these comics because, ooh, they're going to be rare first appearance of Absolute Penguin or Absolute Killer Croc or Absolute Clock King or, you know, whatever. And, but they're not really going to be worth anything, I don't think, down the road. Most of these books won't be, especially when they keep reprinting them and re-reprinting them and whatever. And I think what's happening with the whole Gen Z thing and Gen Z getting excited about comics and all that is, I think it's kind of the same mindset of the Pokemon card folks and the Magic folks getting into, like, oh, it's a hobby, I'm collecting it, I've got a physical thing. I don't know. It feels to me like the majority of younger people that are reading comics probably are just pirating most of them. But that's just my personal opinion, because I think Gen X is probably buying most of this shit, like actually buying it. But that is just an opinion based on what I've seen at comic shops. Your miles may vary, of course. But yeah, it doesn't seem to bode well when he's like, yeah, you got to like pitch your series so only you can wrap it up in 6 issues. Because that's all you're going to get now. And kind of blaming it on streaming, it could be the attention deficit, or it could be more likely streaming shows. Netflix shows have like, you know, 6 or 8 episodes now. A short season was like 13 episodes. A regular season was like 20 to 26 episodes. I mean, so yeah, I guess if you want to compare comics to that. But the thing is that they keep rebooting stuff so often. Like, why should anybody get invested? And we don't even know what comics are selling. We don't even know what Absolute's selling right now. We have no idea. It is selling well, but that's relatively speaking. Because if you're the top selling title and you're selling under 100,000 copies a month, that doesn't bode well for the industry overall. I'm just saying. We're going to see a lot of publishers go out, I think, in the next couple of years. But there it is, guys. I'm going to wrap it up. Thanks so much for listening. Again, if you want more Clownfish TV, more M-O-R-E.clownfishtv.com. We'll talk later.